Harper Audio presents Courting Trouble by Lisa Scottolini, narrated by Barbara Rosenblatt. Chapter 1. Anne Murphy barreled through the bustling lobby of the William Green Federal Courthouse, her long auburn hair flying. She was about to do something crazy in court and couldn't wait to get upstairs. If she won, she'd be a hero. If she lost, she'd go to jail. Anne didn't think twice about the if-she-lost part. She was a redhead, which is a blonde with poor impulse control. "Miss Murphy! Miss Murphy! Just one question!" a reporter shouted, dogging her heels. But Anne charged ahead, trying to ditch him in the crowd. Federal employees, lawyers, and jurors crisscrossed the lobby to the exits, hurrying home to start the 4th of July weekend. But heads turned at the sight of the stunning young woman. Anne had wide-set eyes of willow green, a straight nose dusted with freckles, and a largish mouth, glossy with an artful swipe of raisiny lipstick. Very female curves filled out a suit of cream-colored silk, and her long, lean legs tapered to finely boned ankles, ending in impractical Manolo Blahnik heels. Anne looked like a model, but given her past, didn't even think of herself as pretty. None of us outgrows the kid in the bathroom mirror. "Uh-oh, here comes trouble," called one of the court security officers as Anne approached the group of dark polyester blazers clustered around the metal detectors. Manning the machines were five older guards, all retired Philly cops, flashing appreciative grins. The guard calling to Anne was the most talkative, with a still trim figure, improbably black hair, and a nameplate that read, "Officer Salvatore Bonanno."
"Gangway, fellas! It's Red, and she's loaded for bear."
"Right again, Sal." Anne tossed her leather briefcase and a Kate Spade messenger bag onto the conveyor belt. "Wish me luck."
"What's cooking, good-looking?"
"The usual. Striking another blow for justice. Paying too much for shoes." Anne strode through the security portal as her bags glided through the X-ray machine. "You gentlemen got plans for the holiday weekend?"
"I'm taking you dancing,"
Officer Bonanno answered with a dentured smile, and the other guards burst into guffaws made gravelly by cigarette breaks at the loading dock off of 7th Street. Bonanno ignored them, cheerfully.
"I'm going to teach you to jitterbug, ain't I, Red?"
"Ha!" Officer Sean Feeney broke in, grinning. "You and the lovely Miss Murphy, Sal, in your dreams."
Feeney was a ruddy-faced, heavy-set 65-year-old with eyebrows as furry as caterpillars.
"She's an Irish girl, and she's saving herself for me."
He turned to Anne.
"You're people from County Galway, right, Annie? You got pretty skin, like the girls in Galway."
"Galway, that near Glendale?"
Anne asked, and they laughed. She never knew what to say when someone commented on her looks. The X-ray machine surrendered her belongings, and she reached for them as two reporters caught up with her, threw their bags onto the conveyor belt, and started firing questions.
"Miss Murphy, any comment on the trial next week?"
"Why won't your client settle this case? Isn't this ruining Chipster's chance to go public?"
They kept interrupting each other.
"Anne, what's this motion about today?
Why do you want to keep this evidence from the jury?"
"No comment, please." Anne broke free, grabbed her bags, and bolted from the press. But it turned out she didn't have to. Officer Bonanno was confronting the reporters, hard-eyed behind his bifocals.
"Yo, people!"
he bellowed, Philly style.
"You know the rules? None of that in the courthouse? Why you gotta give the young lady a hard time?"
Officer Feeney frowned at the first reporter and motioned him over.
"Come here a minute, sir. I think you need a full body scan."
He reached under the security counter and emerged with a handheld metal detector.
"Come on, in fact, both of yous."
He waved the wand at the second reporter, and the other security guards lined up behind him like an aged phalanx.
"But on the press," the reporter protested. "This is my beat. You see me every day. I'm Alan Collins. I have an ID.
Behind him, His canvas briefcase stalled suddenly in the X-ray machine.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?